Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show, Top of Horowitz. It's Wednesday. It's Prince Spaghetti Day, if you're old enough to remember that. And it's also, we're in the Passover season. Easter's coming up, and we have Good Friday. And we have a market that had a, as what's known as a rip your face off rally on Monday, and on Tuesday it reverted back to the mean, so to speak. Again, these rip your face off rallies are very much the same as an opportunity for you and me to sell. You know, again, I think we often make the mistake of getting too excited on a big rally and too much despair on a big sell-off. But I think that one of the things you have to recognize in the overall world of trading is that markets go up and down, and right now we're in a downtrend, and these vicious rallies are meant to be sold. Okay, I mean, again, this is not, you know, after the fact. I said this on Monday that rally should be sold, and again, that is not to toot my own horn or to tell you how good I am. It's to help you understand that markets like this, we're in a downtrend. In my opinion, the top is in. So for all those reasons, I want to be a seller of rallies. I want to be a seller of rallies, which means that when that rally shows up, I want to look for a spot to sell it. And that is what I would say is exactly what happened. Is we had a big rally that was just unbelievable, and all the media was gushing all over themselves how good it was, and how all the problems were solved, and we were no longer going down. And sure enough, within moments, boom, boom, there it is. And of course, they were going down again. And of course, if you listen to me on Monday, you know, we said that was just another selling opportunity. And I think that's the way that you play the market for right now, is this is just another selling opportunity. And that is something that we look at, is for where does the opportunity come in? Now, there's no reason to believe that the markets have all of a sudden become better. Since January 29th, they've been in a downtrend, okay? And again, it's not because we're bearish. We've recognized, we've talked about this before, that the markets are going to go up, okay, year over year, just not every year. And I think this is, you know, again, this is the area, the common thing that confuses and a lot of people get messed up in is that, hey, you know, you have to be willing to most benefit from a market. You have to be willing to trade both sides of that market. Okay. And you have to be willing to say, okay, you know, so right now, this is not a buy the dip market. This is a sell the rally market. It looks to me that the indices are sell the rally. It looks to me that gold is a sell the top end of the range. Okay, the gold is near at high is, you know, it's the upper end of the range. So it's not that we're bearish, it's just like until it breaks out. Gold is a sale up here. Oil is a sale at the top end here. You know, so, and that's the way that you should be looking at things is where is the opportunity and where is the best probability for me or you, obviously, to be successful. And that is something that you can't let the news and all the other nonsense that we continue to hear, the dribble, get in your head and get in your mind. I think that is where we often make a big mistake is by letting the media and everybody else play in. Because I want to know where the media was with the big down move, as they were certainly all over the up move and how great it was, and oh my God, everything is, you know, you're right. Did you listen to that on Monday? There was no problems. Everything is phenomenal. Well, let's face it. Right now, the economy sucks. They can tell me all they want how good it is. The markets are not good. The jobs are not good. There was a trucker that was on on Tuesday that said, hey, we're getting basically half pay from when we got 30 years ago. That is the more of the common theme. And I think that is one of the things that we have to understand and look at, that the economy is not all that great. And again, is it getting better? Yeah. Okay. Are we getting better opportunities? Yeah. But that doesn't mean you cured overnight, and you've already got a market that is extremely overvalued. So you take all that into consideration, and markets are ready to go down. And again, I'm not praying and telling you that. I'm telling you that's the pattern that is set up is there to tell you that the markets are looking for a reason to go lower. And that is what I want you to understand, is that the markets look like they want to go lower. They're acting like they want to go lower. So most likely, they're going to go lower. Okay? Now, you're going to have very, very big rallies that come out of that. You're going to have big moves that go in upward. But what you really want to look at is the lower highs and the lower lows that we continue to, that we see going back and forth. Lower highs, lower lows, that indicates the market is going lower. And until that changes, that is the pattern that we will watch. And we're not stubborn. We're going to, if it changes and starts to go the other way, we would certainly play it the other way. And I think that's one of the important things to understand from a trading perspective, is what pattern is the market? What are the footprints telling me? And that's what I want you to understand, is what are the footprints telling me? And each stock and each industry will tell you a different story. Some will be the same and some will be different. And that's what I want to share with you. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you about 30 stocks in different levels of where I see them and what I would do with them. And you can judge for yourself, trying to, the message that I'm trying to relay to you. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I want to remind you to go to libertytalk.fm every day and download The Bubba Show. Okay, so that you can help me reach my goal of 1 million downloads a month, but also you get some good information and some good learning. And of course, don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which is available to you free every day after the close. And I just email it to you. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And now we're going to look at some stocks and get some levels. And here we go.
Some stuff. Apple, Alpha Alpha Papa Lima. We said last week, sell it at 177. Didn't quite make it up there. And we said, look for it to go down to 167. Boom. Look at that. How about that? Okay. Look, this looks like it's in a range, 167, 177. Again, I'd be a seller at 177. I'd be a buyer at 167. No, no worries by me. I think that's pretty pure. I know the captain is very bullish and got me for Anthony Ann's pretzels on this, but I just caught a bad break on the way it happened. But I again believe that it'll turn around, and I think it will test the lows before it's all said and done. Amba, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. Now, we were originally buyers at 50. Phew. And then we said, sell it at 55. Phew. And look what happened. Here we're back to 50. So what are we going to do? We would have been a buyer at 50. We're 50 to 55. Nothing has changed from here. This is how the patterns work. This is why you watch the patterns. This is why you learn the footprint of the market, okay? Because it repeats itself over and over again. Does it work 100% of the time? No. That's where your discipline comes in, is when you know that you either set up a position that has low risk to begin with, or you set yourself up to let the markets do their thing, and you know how to get out if you happen to be wrong. You know what your exit point is. So this is still 50 to 55. Nothing has changed. It came right from 55 right down to 50 and immediately bounced. Amazon, Alpha Michael Zulu November, and we've been staying neutral. Now this is now starting to build a little bit of a consolidation base. It looks to me like you would say it's probably, 1610 or so to 1480-ish, 1500. Now, again, I would now the way this is starting to trade out, I would trade either side of this. I would sell, 1610. I would buy at 1480. Okay. Now, again, the only way that I would have anybody trade this who is not an experienced trader would be to, sell put spreads when it's on the downside of it and sell call spreads when it gets to the upside of it. It's just easier that way. And you just know your exposure and make sure if you sell a 250 spread, you get at least a dollar for it. If you don't get a dollar, don't make the trade. Apache, Alpha Papa Alpha. We just said buy it. For 3 weeks in a row, we just said keep buying it. And where we go, we keep going up for 3 weeks in a row. Now, interesting enough, it did get a little bit overbought, but it's managing to hold on. It did sell off and came right back up again. Again, I wouldn't say buy it here now, but I would certainly be a buyer back on a pullback to 36. Oops. Okay, I think that is a reasonable lever to step in. I think this is going up to at least 40, if not higher. So I would be a seller at 40, but right now I'm still a buyer at 36. But it has done exactly as we've talked about for the last 3 weeks. Baba, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha. Should bounce, sell 200. Okay, we never quite reached 200. Okay. And, of course, it broke down hard, and, of course, it bounced. So here we are at 190. Now, this was an area that I would have expected a potential bounce off of. I would watch this area. I'm a seller at 200 for sure, but I might be a seller here depending on how it acts around this 190. You got to watch the 190. And when we get the win, I told you to watch 180. You can see what happened around the 180. We got to watch the 190 level. We're going to call this neutral, but I will sell it at 200. Okay? I'm not buying it yet. I'm a seller at 200. Neutral, sell at 200. ConocoPhillips, Charlie Oscar Papa. We thought this was 52 to 55. And look what happens. Phew, took off. Got through 55 and just took off. Now, again, this is not one we would have sold because we never got an opportunity once it broke out. Now, it is very overbought. It is not quite in a blow off because the volume doesn't meet you. But certainly, if you're a short-term trader, you might want to take a quick trade here. And this is where you would use a weekly option. Okay. I'm just going to give you a quick sample of what you might do. Now, again, I don't know that Conoco is the right one to do this with because it really doesn't have all that much volatility. But here in Conoco, I would seriously take consideration at looking at, for example, the 59 put that expires this Thursday because it is in a blow off pattern and it wouldn't take much for it to go back down to 56. So if you're buying the 59, you're buying something at 60 cents that's worth, you know, it could be worth $3. You're giving a very little premium edge because you are buying as you're buying the expiration that's right around the corner. So you are, it is a little bit risk, but you're, again, it's 59 cents or 60 cents worth of risk. Okay. And that's the trade I would look at if I were going to make this trade. Now, I don't know that I'm going to make this trade because obviously I think I'm short enough oil. But again, based on this pattern, I could only be a seller here. And the way I would trade it to take the most advantage of the market is to buy the at the money put that expires Friday, because either it's going to break quickly. And when it does break, it will come down hard. You know, at least I guess back to 56 or maybe even 55. I mean, that would be a reversion to the mean. So that's the way I would trade this if I were going to trade it. Facebook. Wow, they really popped it today and it came all the way back. But obviously a lot of bad news. Look at, you know, the punishing it takes. Now, this is one of the things that also would scare me about the general markets. You know, normally, if the markets are really strong, even with all their bad news, usually they can overcome some of that bad news. They have not been able to overcome it. They continue to get pounded. Now, I would look for a dead cat bounce. We actually had a trade on Facebook, which I canceled this morning. But some of you got in, I guess, because they didn't see the update, which is fine. But I would not be surprised to see this run to 165 or 170. But again, I'm looking to sell it. And right now, I'm a seller at 165. If you want to be a little bit more passive, you can try to wait for 170. It won't take long. I mean, look, today it reversed $11 today. You know, when you get to these kind of numbers, these big moves are not that big a deal. In fact, let's see what the expected move is until between now and Friday. I mean, it's $6. So it wouldn't be that much of a stretch. So I'd be a seller at 165 or 170. Right now I'm a buyer. Nope. I mean, I'm a buyer on a total puke. You know, if it goes back to 149 like it did today, I mean, I didn't catch it today because I was too busy, but I wouldn't have had a problem trying to buy some down there at that level. And again, this would be one that I would trade it, you know, just strictly on the weekly options, trying to catch the move. Almost got your total trade in one day. Yeah, you're right. Gilead, Gulf India Lima Delta. Okay. And again, notice, okay, it bounced right where you would have expected it to bounce off of. Okay. So after getting thumped, and this probably has room to get to about 78 or 80. And I'd be a seller of this. I'd look at 76. That was our original support. I would look at it at 76. And again, watch there. And if it looks like it's going to fail there, I would have no problem jumping in there. But if you want to wait and be a little bit more patient, you would look at maybe 78. Okay. This is definitely broken below. So the old support becomes new resistance, which was 76. Yeah, I'm sure it did. Facebook worked well with it. Look, if you know what you're doing and you're patient and you're going to take your profits when you can, the weeklies work really well. You know, the best thing about options is if you have a move, you want to be in the shortest time frame you can when you're going to get that move. Google, Golf Oscar Lima. Again, no surprise that it rallied. Okay, we thought that it was 1040. To 1070, and that was pretty close. I mean, you consider the carnage, and look at where we stopped. I mean, the low of this whole thing was 1010. I mean, you know, $30 on a $1,000 stock is not that big of a deal. And of course, it did bounce right back to 1054. And I think that the levels really are the same, which is about 1040 to about, you know, 1170. Now, I would probably want to be a little more aggressive if it got back to about 1120. I might look at it there, but really, again, always try to box it off into what you can see. And basically, we've just got a big range. Okay. I mean, really, when you look at it, you take everything into consideration, it's really just in a big range right now.
Girl. And of course, we're looking at some charts and some stocks and giving you some levels to look at. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm is where you can download my show every day if you don't get it live, and make sure you do and help us out, and don't forget about our high school investing, which is we're help educating our youth, so all you have to do is go to Patreon.com. patreon.com/BubbaTrady if you'd like to help out. And if you do, you get a free week of the Futures Advisory Service. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by for a break. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we're assigning levels to some stocks. Let's get back to it right now.
Bro, Golf Romeo Oscar Whiskey. Okay. And we were looking to be a buyer last week. And of course, it did hold. And, you know, again, this is purely gambling speculation if you want to play here. Bitcoin girl, do we have a level here? You're not watching this one anymore. Give me a number if you have anything. I mean, I own it. I own some from higher, I own some from lower. But, you know, again, this is purely if you want to speculate, this is more of a like a passing the time trade that has a chance to pop really big, you know, if it is, something happens in the crypto world. And if not, I don't see a heck of a lot of risk. Okay. You know, I bought it. I bought worse. IWM, India Whiskey Michael. So we thought 155, 154, and of course, boom, here we came down, and of course, naturally bounced right off of 150, which is, you know, a reasonable area to bounce from. Again, this is not as bearish as the others. If this maintains, it's making a higher low. Right now, I would look to be probably a seller at 158, and I think you could look to be a potential buyer at 150. J.P. Morgan, Juliet Papa Michael, sell 118. That's a pretty good sell. Never got there, but it would have been a good sell. And not a buyer until 110. Well, he got down to 107, and here it is at 110. Now, this is now, again, a key area to watch. It is still considered oversold. So I'm not really want to be aggressive here. I would say that I would probably look at 114 if it would get there. Now, if the oversold condition gets relieved off of the 110 level, then I might be a seller at 110. But right now, there's really no trade here unless you want to be a buyer. Okay? But because 110 is a pretty key level, now again, they start to creep a little bit higher. You could look at it tomorrow. I would have no issue with that. I think it makes sense. But again, I think there's better trades to make. That's the other side of the coin. You know, I'm never in a hurry. You know, we are at the bottom end of this. So there's a lot of reasons to believe, but it's $100. It's a $110 stock that doesn't have a tremendous amount of volatility. I think there's just better trades out there. One of our other little gamble stocks, we thought you could buy this somewhere around the, you know, the 410, 420. And that's about where the lows came in. Again, this is purely speculation. You can only trade the stock if you want to play down here. I own it. As I said, I've traded it, you know, between 420 and 5, and it probably is getting ready to make another run up towards the upper end. But again, this is you're purely gambling a little bit here if you want to play in here. It's at the right spot if you want to buy it, but I'm not recommending it. I'm saying I own it, I trade it, but certainly I'm not telling you that you should go out and jump in here. This is, again, you're gambling a little bit in this one. Lumber Liquidators, Lima. 22 to 26, I see nothing that has changed yet. It has tightened up the range a little bit, but looks how it's hugging around what we call the mean. I would say the same is in play. 22 to 26, I would trade either side. Las Vegas Sands, Lima Victor Sierra. Right. So we wanted to be a seller at 77, never reached it. We said to look at 73, it broke right down through it, and here we are. So now we're just in a much bigger range. Notice where we're holding. If I said to you, you got to figure out a spot where it might hold before all this happened, that might have been an area you might have picked. All right. In the meantime, you'd only want to be a buyer here. If you were going to trade this, you'd only want to be a buyer down here around 70. Okay. That is the logical level to step into this because it's on the bottom end. It's really in a range from 70 to 77. So again, I would be willing to go ahead and buy this at 70. Mara. We bought this. Actually, I sold some at 180 last week, I think. Here, I sold some here. Okay, but in the meantime, again, this looks like it's going out of business. I got earnings. What could they possibly have for earnings? How much are you going to lose? This is just purely, if you're into gambling, this is a gambler. That's all it is. This is a cheap, inexpensive way to play the crypto world. I gave you up on the 250. Yeah, I got you. Mara's a buy at one penny. Could be. Listen, I bought it. I sold it at 180 something last week. I still own some. But again, I don't, these are specs. You're just playing. You're trying to play the Bitcoin a little bit. That's really what you're trying to do. Momo, Michael Oscar. So notice it stayed above 38 and it just looks like it wants to trend higher. Again, I think it looks like it's going to consolidate here. I'd almost be a buyer at 38 now. I'm not a seller of this at all, but I would look to be possibly a buyer around 38. Netflix, November Foxtrot Lima X-ray. Okay. No buy. Okay. We thought 315 was a good place to short it. And certainly it was, at least for a week until today. It popped right back up. Again, there's something going on in here, but I would now consider, you know, the 325 to 330 level as a spot to sell. And again, the only way we really want to play this, you know, the options are very pricey. You only want to play this by selling spreads. And I mean, the way I'd like to do it is, you know, if it rallies up to 330, sell the call spreads. And then if it breaks back down to 310 or whatever, sell the put spreads. And I try to, here's where I would play the Iron Condor game, you know, putting on spreads as they get farther away, as they play the range and try to collect all that premium. Nougat. November Uniform Golf Tango, 22 to 27. All right, so we're approaching our 27 level. It never really got all the way down to 22, did it? Yeah, 21.91 last Tuesday. Okay. And as we said, what did we say? It was going to make a big break out of this pattern here, and certainly enough, here it is. All right, I'd be a seller at 27. I mean, it's probably a sell sooner because of where it's at, but we'll stick with 27, and I would say this is still 22 to 27. NVIDIA, November Visky, November Victor, Delta Alpha. We remain neutral as this continues to consolidate in a range. And if you notice, the Bollinger Bands are squeezing in, which means that the stock is losing some steam and some volatility, which means it's getting ready to make a much bigger move. My guess is it would break to the downside, but again, we're going to stay neutral. I don't have a real feel for here, and I don't even want to give levels. It's just right now too volatile and too many other things to trade. Overstock, October Sierra Tango Kilo. Buy at 40, sell at 50. And I think that stays intact. Buy at 40, sell at 50. That's exactly the way I would trade it. Oh, you got hammered in after hours. Did it? Is it down now? Hold on. Let's take a peek. I don't know. It's trading. Oh, it's trading at 40. Oh, I see what's happening. Yeah. Any news? I don't care. Was there any news? I'd be a buyer. I mean, if it opens down here in the morning, I would be a buyer down here. 100%. This is right where I'd want to buy it anyways. Quebec, the Qs. We thought you could buy, but I was not a buyer. And of course, they did come down and they popped up. I think this is probably 166, 156 to 166. I know it's a big range, but it's got, you know, in the next 2 weeks, it's got a $7 move expected. So, I mean, it's not such a stretch. Riot, another dog. You're a riot, Ellis. Gamble trade, do not use options. There's nothing to trade here right now, but again, it'll pop one of these days. And again, this is another spot to play into this crypto world if you want to play. I'm not recommending anything here. We'll call it neutral for now. Roku, watch 33 as a potential buy. So we broke all the way down to 31, came back above, and here we go. So again, I would look at this probably, actually 30, you know, 31 to 40. I mean, I think you'll get a pop from down here somewhere. So again, if you understand what you're trying to do, then you could look to be a buyer somewhere. And this is a one, you know, option premium is high. I would look to possibly sell put spreads and look for a rally and then maybe sell the call spreads if it gets all the way up. Offering 4 million shares, looking for more money, another secondary. You should roll down, good man. Did you get my text today, sir? Sorry I couldn't talk to you earlier.
And of course, those are things that you look to do in markets and be prepared for. And again, we want to make sure that we are prepared. But you're always prepared if you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day. And get yourself ready to go. In the meantime, don't forget to get Bubba's daily update, which you can get for free. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and fill out the little box, and I will send it to you every single day after the close. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It's Wednesday, and we're sharing some levels that we use to trade off of, and let's get back to that right now. Here we go.
The slab, Schlumberger, sell 70, and you could be a buyer at 64. Well, you could still be a buyer at 64. All right. This is in consolidation. I'd be a buyer right here. Spiders, we will remain neutral, although we are at a spot you could look to buy at about 260. Square Dance, neutral, look to short. Look at that. Boom. Notice where it came right back down, and this is actually held at a great spot at 52. It got back to 53. I would be a seller of this at probably 55. I'd make this 55 to 50. Skyworks, Sierra Whiskey, Kilo Sierra. Okay. Sell it at 111. Never got back up there. And buy it at 104. Got a little bit below there. Got down to about 100. All right. I think this is a key area to watch. It's 104 level. If it holds, it's probably going back up to the top end of the range. I would still look at this as probably 102 to 111 or so. Tango, Bravo, Tango. I thought you could buy it. I still think you can buy it. It's right at the bottom end of the range, right where it was last week. Tesla, bankrupt. Sell 325. Never got near there. Well, I got near, I guess, but we never got in. All right. And we thought 300 if you were a buyer, and you know, 291 is not bad. And it did hold. And right here, I think, look, I'm not a buyer, but I'm not a seller here. You can only, if you're going to trade it here, you can only be a buyer. I'd be a seller still at 325 to 330. On spreads, you want to get 40 cents to the dollar. If you do a $2.50 wide spread, you want to get a dollar. If you can't get that, don't make the trick. Trilio, Tango Whiskey, Lima Oscar. Boy, we picked this up when it was 25. It continues to go higher. And here we go. Again, I think you want to look to be a buyer of this about 40. And unless it goes higher from here, then you might have to reevaluate it. But it doesn't look like it's coming down anytime soon. I would just like to be a buyer. UCO, actually, we're going to switch this to SCO, which is the opposite. Excuse me. SCO. And this, I'd be a buyer right in this neighborhood right here. Oops, wrong one. Sorry, kids. Wrong stock. I'd still be a buyer here. I knew it was close. I didn't think it popped that much today, and then that's when I realized it was the wrong symbol. I'm a buyer right down in here. I think it goes back to 21, 22, 23. This is a short on oil. This is a leverage ETF on oil. Okay, so this is a way to trade it. We bought some 20 calls for April. When? Remember, we said watch 180. Look what happened. Every day it was back and forth over 180. Now we're below it. I would like to be a seller of this at 180. I'd be a buyer somewhere around 160. U.S. Steel. We're going to be a seller at 43. Never got near there. Notice where we held. Exactly where you might have expected to hold around 34. This is probably a buy here at around the 34 level. It's going to go back up to 38. I know someone made a big score hedging this one. I think that this is probably a buy. I would not be a seller now until 38. I'd be a buyer at 34. XBI. Look at this. Buy at 88. What's the low? Oh, 88. How about that? Again, this is when you follow the footprint of the market. This was pretty easy call to want to jump in there. And you got the added benefit that was oversold into 88. So that's another key thing you want to watch for. Exron. Okay. We were neutral. I would look to be a buyer of this probably at 16. It isn't. What has happened now is the blow-off has resolved itself by consolidating. I would look to be a buyer of this somewhere around $16. Pretty volatile stock, but one I'd be looking at. And somebody asked me to look at cattle. At cattle. Boy, is that ugly. I'm a buyer, unfortunately. I think that tomorrow is going to be a key morning. That would be my statement, okay? Today's action was really muted, and there wasn't a lot going on. So, obviously, it's dramatically oversold, so you would expect a dead cat bounce at worst. The report was bearish, but it wasn't anywhere near what it should be here, so we'll see. Again, if it doesn't bounce tomorrow, then I have to move on. But I would expect a potential bounce tomorrow. And then the feeders. Same thing. I mean, they're just, they're so totally trashed that you can only be a buyer. You can't be a seller here. I mean, you can be a buyer. I did have some of my hedging guys lift their long puts off down here, though. So that's all I can say. There's not a lot to say about them. But I think it's a short week this week. It's Passover. Happy Passover. Happy Easter to everybody. And I think it was a blessed Good Friday, right? Or blessed Good Friday. Blessed or blessed. Either one, whatever it is, I wish you the best for those who celebrate. And happy Passover and happy Easter. But in the meantime, it's a short week. So, anything goes. And volume, unless we're getting a big sell-off, volume should start to dry up probably Wednesday. Okay. Now, again, if we're getting a big sell-off, then that changes the dynamics. Then the volume will stay. All right. But if we're rallying, you can look for it to start to dry up as we get closer, because people are going to start cutting out and taking off for the Easter holiday. And typically a lot of will start taking off on, Wednesday afternoon or Thursday, because the markets are closed on Friday, Good Friday. Yeah, I told her to. She didn't get to you. I will do that. I never had CVS on the list. I just, we traded it once. Thank you, dear. Happy Passover to you, and happy Easter, and happy everything to everybody. And let's see what the week brings. Again, I do think the top is in. That's my opinion. Now, again, I'm not trying to get aggressive here. I think you got to watch and focus on the market footprint, but I think you'll find some opportunities if you're patient enough to do so.
And of course, that is something that we talk about all the time, is the patience to read the footprint, the ability to sit back and wait for opportunity. And again, you know, tomorrow should be pretty much a dead day unless we're seeing some heavy selling. But again, you know, these major sell-offs are typically met with some dead cat bounce buying. So we never assume that we're going straight down or that we are going straight up. And I think that's something that is important to understand, that the markets are going to work in different directions. And I don't think you should ever become too overly aggressive on either side of the market, you know, at this time. I mean, what you want to do is you want to kind of, when they're going up, you want to step them up, take the move, take the rally, take the profit, look for an opportunity to rebuy. When they're going down, sell, but look for the opportunity to sell, and then look for the opportunity to take profit, and then look for the opportunity to sell again in a rally. And I think this is one of the things that we always get either all in or all out, and that's, I think, the wrong style. That doesn't give you the proper trade and the proper model that you want to look for. And that's always something that we like to talk about, and that's why we hedge, so that we can be in the right position. And we've got a new hedging course starting on Tuesday, April 10th. So if you'd like to get some more information, just email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com. And don't forget about my high school investing program, trying to educate America. And I need your help if you'd like. And that would be at Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. You can make a little donation. And if you do, you will get a free week of the advisory. And don't forget to download The Bubba Show every day at libertytalk.fm, the only station that you'll ever need. And thank you so much for listening. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. And we'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.